Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
And my name is Troy.
And we're doing this over the line again. I've got one tin can and Troy's got the other tin can.
That's right.
We're fancy. We've got fishing line, not just normal string, because that's a little bit more fiber optic, in my opinion.
It is. It's like the, it's pretty much Australia's version of the NBN.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's that good.
It's almost on par.
No, and what I mean by that is I wouldn't say the NBN is that good.
Yeah. It's no two tin cans with some fishing line.
Great mates! You know what? It honestly wouldn't surprise me if we could get transfer data quicker through fishing line than what we can with our NBN connections here in Australia.
It is absolutely nuts. I know we've mentioned this a few times before, but it is absolutely preposterous how terrible our internet can be. But I would like to give it some props. It did handle, at least we can call phase one of lockdown. It handled phase one of lockdown fairly well. Let's see what happens with the almost inevitable phase two.
Yeah, because I feel like that Victoria is just going to be the anchor of the NBN. It's just going to drag everyone back with them.
Pretty much. But I guess we'll just have to see how it goes. It's not looking terrific right now, but we'll have to see how it goes. But hey, we're back. We were going for a week. What happened there?
Yeah, no one even noticed, mate. I didn't even get one complaint.
Didn't even get a single complaint. No one cared. Anyone even out there? Anyone listening?
Ironically, we got more downloads on the day that we didn't release than we have on a day where we usually do release. So what are we going to go fortnightly now?
I guess so. Why not? It's the only logical step.
How about, like, let's just step it up. Let's go monthly, then quarterly, then biannually.
Yeah, and then we'll go annually, and then we'll do like 10-year comeback specials.
Yeah, absolutely.
After that.
You know, there's podcasts out there that will review the same movie every year on the same day over and over and over.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's it. You know it.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
I have not. But I like the idea that it's, you know, it's a bunch of friends that get to, you know, come back together every year around Thanksgiving, isn't it? America's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it is. Yeah. To watch a fucking terrible movie. Paul Blart Mall Cop is not good. But yeah, it's keeping them together, you know, and I think that's, hey, your podcast might never become number one on the old charts, but at least you'll get to talk to your friends.
What is one movie that you would do that to yourself?
Street Fighter.
Oh, wow. Because they chose Paul Blart because it was like a genuinely shit movie.
Well, that's what Street Fighter is.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think Street Fighter has charm to it now?
No.
I reckon Paul Blart probably has more charm.
Maybe like a Mortal Kombat or something like that.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the original Mortal Kombat. Because the older that gets, the worse it gets as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's one that it was well beyond its time when it came out, and it never got better.
It caught up to its time.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. It's well past that. See, Paul Blart Mall Cop, you're never going to have to worry about like special effects or anything like that, or, you know, it's like, oh, look at the fucking Segway stunts from back in 2007 or whenever that movie was from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? The guy who plays Paul Blart, Kevin James, yeah, he has started his Kevin own Smith. YouTube channel. And I tell you what, the production quality that he has on that is fucking amazing.
I have seen some stuff and it is pretty good.
Pretty good is like an understatement.
It's like where he inserts himself into like other movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he has a series called on there called Sound Guy, where he just puts himself into the situations where like it's a really intense moment and he's kind of just caught off guard.
Yeah,
it's so it's good.
Well, I don't necessarily recommend checking out Paul Blart Mall Cop or pretty much any other movie that Kevin James has been in. Really, do go check out his YouTube channel. It's pretty good.
Actually, you know what? I think there was one movie of his that I thought was actually pretty good, and it's one that you probably would resonate with more than anything.
Here Comes the Boom.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was a fucking guess.
Yeah. Here Comes the Boom, because that's where he's the school teacher, and he needs to do something to like win some money for him or something to take him on a trip or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he actually got pretty jacked in that movie.
Kevin James jacked.
Come on, man. He got like fat man jacked.
He got fat jacked.
Yeah. And to be honest, he had some pretty big traps going on.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, like any fat man can get traps.
Yeah, that's true.
You get enough like neck and shoulder chunk going. You can get some, you know. And also you got to think about like all the lifting of like, you know,
KFC buckets.
KFC boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? I think now I'm not going on the record and saying definitely, but I think that movie was pretty good.
I think you should probably watch it again.
You have to remember though, it is a family movie. It's not a fighting movie.
It's not a fighting movie. It's not like a gross out comedy or anything like that. It's fine. It is what it is. There was a lot of because Kevin James has been a fan of the UFC for a long time. And so has obviously built a pretty good relationship with like the top brass in the UFC and a lot of the fighters and stuff. So there were a lot of people that made appearances in the movie, and it did cross over because of that, and it resonated because of that sort of thing. But other than that, I don't know if I've ever really kind of gotten into a Kevin James movie. Is this the Kevin James episode?
It should be. You know what it should be? It should be the Fat Dudes Who Got Jacked episode.
Fat Dudes Who Got Jacked.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know if he was ever. Oh, okay. If we're talking about hip hop guys, Timbaland.
Oh, yeah.
Timbaland, the producer, was a fat dude that got jacked.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to go like complete left field. This has nothing to do with rap stars, but have you seen what Ethan Suplee looks like now?
No.
Okay, take 1 second and just type in Ethan Suplee into your Google browser. Everyone listening, just do it as well. Put in Ethan Suplee 2020. Now, this is the real fat dude that was on My Name is Earl, Remember the Titans, things like that. I think he was
Kevin
even
Smith
a Mighty
movies.
Ducks.
All right, looking it up. Oh, yeah. Looking pretty fucking beefcake.
He is looking very fucking beefcake, mate.
Jesus.
The guy had a huge transformation. And not only that, like he's now like incredibly strong and does powerlifting, does everything like that. Mark Bell had him in at his gym for a while.
Hey. We can only have one powerlifting episode per quota.
Yeah, that's
whatever
true.
Whatever that is. Per month.
Yeah.
But we got some complaints.
Did we?
People didn't like us talking about weightlifting for whatever reason.
I bet they were the weak bastards.
Probably. All the weak people called up and they said, oh, hey, you guys, come on.
Yeah.
Stop talking about lifting weights. But Ethan Suplee, whatever his name is he's looking jacked.
Yeah. That dude, that's like, if you can't ever feel motivated, you just have to look at that guy's transformation. You're like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
True that. Check it out. Look up Ethan Suplee jacked, as I did. Don't look up Ethan Suplee jacking off like I also did.
But that was already on your browser history. I see your window.
Well, that's what auto-populated.
Yeah. Recently searched.
Yeah, that's crazy. He does look good. That's great. Good on him.
Absolutely. And he even has his own podcast now about getting fit and stuff.
Oh, fucking everyone's got a podcast, don't they?
Oh, mate. Well, you know, if you are anything above a F-grade celebrity, yep, it's a rite of passage to have your own podcast now.
It is. Or if you're like us.
Double Z-grade.
Yeah. you can become a Z-grade celebrity.
Absolutely. But you know what is actually quite famous for making Z-grade celebrities like A-grade celebrities?
Instagram.
Instagram. That's pretty good. Makes unknown
females into millionaires.
Oh, actually, you know what? Talking about this is a good segue. Forget what I was going to talk about, but you know how there's this new thing, TikTok, out at the moment?
Oh, yeah. All the kids are talking about it.
If you haven't got TikTok, you're that weak bitch that doesn't lift.
Yeah, so, if you haven't got TikTok, you're that weak bitch that doesn't lift, and but at least China doesn't have your personal information.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going with this, because it turns out TikTok is a Chinese company, and TikTok is shady as fuck. It's come out. Someone reverse engineered the software, and it is like tracking absolutely everything that you do, including keystrokes. So whatever you're typing, it's like capturing every second or third word letter that you're typing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shady as fuck.
Yeah. So like, you know, we have friends who use this platform and they think it's pretty cool and stuff, but it's just like, man, what an absolute breach of security. And it like follows you everywhere. It tracks what you do in other apps. It's like, is that worth that 10-second video of like you dancing?
Yeah. And like, I know there are some people that do make a shit ton of money off TikTok, but if eventually the Chinese government is just going to jack your bank accounts and steal all your money anyway, is it really worth it?
Yeah, it's crazy, because I don't even – there's countries out there that have flat-out banned it. Like, you cannot get the app in India at all.
Yeah, okay. Smart.
Hugely smart. You know, that's a very, very large population over there.
And you know, Indians, they like to put music to things and dance.
It's their thing.
It's their thing, so it's a pretty big thing for them to not have TikTok.
It is. It's soul crushing for them. Is all reports that I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, they woke up on Monday morning. They went to go do the morning scroll of TikTok, and nothing was there, Troy.
Yeah.
They got TikTok blocked.
They cried tears into their poppadoms. I don't know if like.
Can you say that?
Can I say that?
Nah, you're gonna get cancelled.
I'm gonna get cancelled. But you know what? Hey.
You're gonna get
cancelled. It was nice having a week off last week.
Yeah, that's right. Why not extend that break? But exactly. That's crazy, because like the thing is, if TikTok gets cancelled, especially over in the United States, where I would presume a large majority of these TikTok famous people are.
Yeah.
They're all gonna have to go somewhere. So YouTube or Facebook, maybe will they go back to Instagram?
No one's going to Facebook, apparently.
Apparently Facebook is for old people.
Yeah. It's the only social media I really use. Hurts when people say that.
But you know what? You know what? A lot of people younger people use Instagram. And I know this because I do that type of marketing work.
Sure.
And those motherfuckers, I can tell they still use Facebook.
Yeah, they try to tell you like they don't.
Yeah, but they're on there. They're on there.
They're definitely on there.
To be fair, it is mostly an old people's platform, and good.
Yeah. Stay off my social media, you young kids.
Get off my wall.
And my lawn. But ironically enough, China has mostly banned most social media. They have their own. They have whatever it is, WeChat or whatever it is over there. So they have very strict restrictions on what you can and can't do as far as social media and all that sort of stuff does. Yet their companies will create these things to mine the data of the world's idiots who decide to jump on and, you know, put all their information in there for a shot at fame.
And what a shot at fame it is. And it's actually even been suggested, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but TikTok invents views for you. So you think you're getting more famous than what you are. So you spend more time on there giving them more information.
Damn.
How fucking clever is that?
That's very smart.
So you will post like a video and I, you know, I'm almost tempted to just create an account to test this out.
Yeah.
And like just post an absolute dog shit video. Like maybe I'll actually go out and record dog shit.
Yeah.
And see how that goes. Because apparently your first couple of posts, they almost go like semi-viral. Like they'll get thousands of video hits.
Yeah. And just give you that mad rush of dopamine and you're like, fuck, I got to keep doing this shit.
Yep.
And then you get addicted.
Then you've got TikTok going into your veins.
That's right. I need my fix. Papa needs his fix. 10-second vids.
Now, is that evil or is that like fucking brilliant?
Well, it's evil genius, really.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I like we've said this before that you know, you've got to appreciate the amount of creativity and talent that goes into like doing it like a 10-second video, but actually being able to capture someone's attention and going, oh, holy shit, that's actually pretty clever. Like I do understand, you know, from a creative side, the value of it because I don't have TikTok. I'll never have TikTok. But I guess I am on Instagram enough to see enough TikTok videos that I know there are people out there that are quite clever when it comes to this sort of stuff. So you've got to give them props for, you know, they're giving us a new form of entertainment, which, you know, at times is either fucking terribly shit and it's just people doing stupid dances to like songs that I really don't care about. And other times it's cool stuff like dogs being on the back of motorcycles, wearing helmets and goggles and holding onto their rider like the good boy that they are.
That's it. You know, the secret to going viral is by making your dog do human things.
That's right.
That's all you gotta do. Nothing better in this world.
There's nothing.
The cure to cancer? Wrong. Dogs riding bikes is better.
Exactly. Dogs riding bikes, but like as a human passenger. That's different. It's different. There's just see a dog sitting on a thing on the back. That's not the same.
Lame.
Got to put some goggles on that thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Or like a dog hanging its arm out the window like it's an owner.
Yeah. Or like a dog sitting in the front seat of a parked car, like beeping the horn.
That shit is glorious. And he's just beeping the horn because he's like, it's 50 degrees in here and I'm dying.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Like, honestly, Karen, if you don't get back here soon, I will be dead.
Oh, my God. I saw the best thing I've ever seen on the internet.
What's that?
And there's a petition out, and I don't really sign a lot of internet petitions, if any.
Yeah.
But this one is done by someone who is wanting to change a current affair to a Karen's affair.
Where do I sign?
Look, I already signed you up. I forged your signature. I knew you'd be on board.
That is amazing.
Imagine if like a current affair was actually hosted by someone called Karen.
It basically is. Tracy Grimshaw is effectively, her middle name's Karen.
It looks like she's ate a couple of Karens.
Hey, the stress of a high level top quality investigative journalism is enough to add a few kilos to anyone.
Hey, do you know how stressful it is having hoons go up and down your street?
Hey, do you know how stressful it is having to report on the nightmare, the neighbor from hell?
How many neighbors from hell are there?
All
is it
of
the
them,
same apparently. Dude just like getting kicked out, going to the next place?
I think it's just one suburb in Sydney, probably.
Yeah, probably.
It's just a suburb somewhere in the western suburbs of Sydney, and everyone's just a cunt.
Yeah.
And it's that's where A Current Affair or, you know, whatever goes to get their friggin' stories from.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I want to know what the best story anyone has ever seen on A Current Affair. Like something that is just like, who the fuck would call up A Current Affair and suggest this to be a story? And for them to go, you know what? Let's fucking do it.
Well, isn't that where the barking dog man went viral?
Yes.
Wasn't that from A Current Affair?
Yes, it was. And that's the one that like came to my mind. I was like, surely there has to be something crazier than that that's been on A Current Affair.
Kids, if you're listening to this and you're too young to understand the birth of meme culture, then I dare you to jump on and have a look at A Current Affair. You probably don't even have to type that in. Aussie barking man interview.
I think that will surely kids will know what that is.
Surely. Anybody over the age of 16 would have to know what that is.
Have to. But anyway, let us know what you think might be the craziest story that you've ever seen on A Current Affair, because I'm sure there's some fucking good ones out there.
That'd have to be some absolute nutters. What's the most Karen story you've seen?
Yes. What's the most Karen story you've seen on A Current Affair? I like that. Hit us up in the socials. Those links are in the show notes. I got that wrong, but, you know, people know what that means.
Hey, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Just Google Great Mates and you'll probably find us. Who even knows? I doubt it.
We'll be there somewhere.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Karen.
And we have been Karen Mates.
Or Great Karens.
Oh, fuck. I should have said that.
I fucked it.
I'm calling Karen Affair.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.